This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a little bit of a hoarse voice today, so hopefully I make it through a three-hour show. Long days, 3 hours a day, and business all day long, putting together a major business deal and trying to raise money, millions of dollars for that major business deal. And so I talk on the phone the entire day leading up to these three-hour shows. So it's really talking, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours a day. So I finally lost my voice a little bit, spent some time last night at a business meeting where someone had a dog, and I'm deathly allergic to dogs, love dogs more than anything in the world, but I got to have, allergy-free dogs. And, man, that dog got me. So my voice is a little bit on the weak side, but I will get through my three-hour show because there is so much to tell you. It is another big day in Trump land, another big day, solemn day for America. It is 9-11. All of you understand what 9-11 means. The people on the left very often don't understand what 9-11 means. It's a day where we need to understand if you do not protect your borders, we are going to have another 9-11. And if you do protect your borders, there could still be another 9-11 because there are already terror cells in this country let in by open borders, Barack Obama, and liberals that demand that damn border with Mexico stay open and demand that border agents be powerless to arrest people or to send people back. They want them all to stay in the United States. It's due to Obama letting a million Muslim refugees without serious vetting into the United States during his 8 years. There could still be another 9-11 terror attack, even if we build the wall and seal the borders. But the point is, they don't want it. The left doesn't want it, and that's scary. Anyway, it's 9-11. It's a day to think about all the people who died, just about 3,000 who aren't here with us. All these years later, 17 years later, they lost 17 years of their lives to Muslim radical terrorists. Don't ever forget that. We had a president for 8 years who refused to use the word Islamic terror or Muslim terrorist. He refused to define who the enemy was. Don't ever forget that. We've got a little montage of what happened on 9-11 to bring you back because you can never forget. I'm Jewish. What do they say? Never forget the Holocaust. We will never forget. You can never forget 9-11. You got to understand who put us in this position. You got to remember the pain of that day. So, Chris, without further ado, let's play that montage right now.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
I want justice. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. More than 2 weeks ago, I gave Taliban leaders a series of clear and specific demands. None of these demands were met. And now, the Taliban will pay a price.
The President of the United States will announce in just moments that the United States has the body of Osama bin Laden, that Osama bin Laden has been killed, and that the United States is convinced that it has the body of Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of 9-11.
I'll tell you what's going on. The crowd is chanting USA, and the reason for that is that there are reports circulating, I am not sure if they've yet been confirmed by the White House, that Osama bin Laden is dead. How that's happened, we don't know. And then if it's true that Osama bin Laden has been captured, killed, or whatever, it just takes you back to that awful, awful day.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Bin Laden is dead. Bin Laden is dead. Confirmed. Urgent confirmed. Bin Laden is dead. Multiple sources. Osama bin Laden is dead. Happy days. Happy days, everybody.
All right, just brings back some of the memories of what happened that day. Chris, in the interim, I want you to get together somehow. That wasn't the right tape. I have no idea how we miscommunicated. I want people to hear the tape of the day of 9/11. Osama bin Laden getting killed, that's one thing. But what happened on 9/11 is what I don't want people to forget. And somehow we mixed up tapes there. That was the wrong tape. Although it was also important, it was also historical. Also important to remember that it came full cycle and full circle. That the man who caused it all was Osama bin Laden, and we eventually did get him. Good day. But what happened on 9/11 was a bad day, and that's what I wanted people to hear. I want you to remember the pain of 9/11. I want it to be fresh in your minds, what happened on 9/11. Do you have that tape, Chris? All right. Well, let me talk about it for a little bit before we get to it. So 17 years ago today, we were attacked by radical Islam. U.S. under attack by radical Islam. 2,997 people murdered in a series of coordinated attacks by the Islamic group Al-Qaeda. You heard George Bush, the President of the United States at the time, famously proclaim, "I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon." In that bullhorn speech to emergency rescue workers in 9/11, what a lot of people forget is that 10,000 of those workers are either dead or dying of cancer. So that attack wasn't just 3,000 people or so dead, including hundreds of firemen and policemen. That attack was 10,000 more dead or dying of cancer since 9/11. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. You have that tape now, Chris? Ready to go. All right, shoot.
September 11th, 2001.
A date which will live in infamy.
Ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the south tower of the World Trade Center.
Very, very sketchy details reaching us here at Sky Center. Important enough to bring to you, though, at this early stage, we believe that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. That happened within the last few moments. No details at this stage as to what sort of plane it is.
There has been some sort of explosion. We don't fully know the details. There is one report, as of yet unconfirmed, that a plane has hit of the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
We just saw,
oh my goodness,
another
live picture right now. Oh my goodness.
Of what I believe was a plane that just hit
another plane.
This
tower
does
not
two.
Look like an accident of any kind at this point. You hate to say the words, but what comes to mind right now, terrorist attack.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
There is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. It would appear that there has been another major explosion, this one in the nation's capital.
And this has touched Pittsburgh. There is the crash scene. This is near Shanksville, Stony Creek Township, Somerset County, Lambertsville Road. There you see the crater, and there's really nothing left of that plane.
Oh, look at the second tower. You're going to the second tower. You're looking at this live right now.
Okay.
Both tower is now completely destroyed of the World Trade Center. You have no idea how many people may have been in those buildings. We have no idea. It's right before your very eyes.
The World Trade Center is gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Tough day, 17 years ago, the anniversary of 9/11, 9/11 2001. Remember it like it was yesterday. Remember where I was like it was yesterday. Always will. 9/11 commissioners on the anniversary of the attacks say jihadists will strike again. The chairman of the 9/11 commissioners, the U.S. government on Tuesday, today, the anniversary of 9/11, to develop strategies for targeting radical Islam and diminish the appeal of global jihad, warning that al-Qaeda will continue to conspire against the United States. If you're still not upset about what happened 17 years ago, if you still don't understand the enemy and what they did to us, not only 3,000 or so dead, 2,997, not only about 10,000 sick and dying or dead of cancer since then from being at the rescue site, but researchers are still struggling to identify over 1,000 9/11 victims 17 years later. Forensic scientists have yet to identify nearly 40% of the remains collected at the site of the 9/11 terror attacks on the World Trade Center. 1,000 people who nobody knows who they are. Remember the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? That's 1,000 unknown people. Flashback. Donald Trump visits Ground Zero the day after 9/11 and asks how he can help. Always been there to help the United States of America. Donald Trump, MAGA. Be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it. Could only find a war like this, Wayne Allyn Root war, in the good old U.S. of A. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. I'm not here to fight for illegals. Someone else can fight for illegals. I'm going to fight for a wall to keep illegals out. Because I fight for blue-collar Americans like my dad, the butcher. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, operated by the great Ed Stoltz. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio, and the U.S. Gold Bureau has named their latest package after yours truly, the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world, including the first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but available right now just for my audience for only $99. Get all six coins for $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance free. Call right now at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Root for America is the website. And my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Twitter is @RealWayneRoot. So on 9-11, I was just giving you a lecture, even though most of 9-11 should be about solemn thoughts about what really happened and how we got to protect our country. It doesn't mean you completely completely nonpartisan. I give you a lecture on how liberals leave the borders open, and that can lead to another 9/11. Liberals left the borders open, and Obama also legally imported 1 million Muslim refugees into our country in his 8 years without any extreme vetting. All of that could lead to another 9/11. Some liberals would say, oh, that's political to say that. That's partisan. But meanwhile, on the 9/11 anniversary, Joe Scarborough says Trump is a far graver threat to the idea of America than terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers. That's Joe Scarborough, the ex-Republican, who now cares only about the blonde sitting next to him with the short hair. That's his whole life now, is Mika. Mika hates Trump, so Joe Scarborough hates Trump. So he'll say absolutely anything that Mika makes Mika clap. He's like a trained pet seal. Can you please quote that, Right Wing Watch? Wayne Root says Joe Scarborough is a trained pet seal now. And Mika stands near him and goes, that's so nice, my seal Joe. He just says whatever will make her happy. So they go home at night and you know what happens. That's Joe Scarborough, another man led around by you-know-what. He penned a hate-filled op-ed in the Washington Post comparing Trump and Islamic terrorists. For those of you still believing that Islamic terrorists hate America because of the freedoms we guarantee to all people, the gravest threat Trump poses to our national security is the damage done daily to America's image. The unhinged host then continued his grotesque attacks on President Trump on his morning show. The retweeting of neo-Nazi videos, Charlottesville, what he said about majority black countries, that is tearing more at the fabric of America than the attacks of the Twin Towers did. We rebuild from that, but this seems to be a far graver threat to the idea of America. Have you ever heard anything so absurd and stupid in your entire life? This has got to be what my entire show is dedicated to, right? On a daily basis, proving that liberals are mentally ill. Mentally ill whack jobs who don't know what they're saying and think words are worse than actions. Wayne Root said something about, I don't know, black people, Hispanic people, Muslims, whatever. Donald Trump said something about black people, Hispanic people, Muslims, about Haiti, about Muslim nations, about you-know-what holes. That doesn't hurt anybody. Are you out of your mind? Sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but names can never hurt me. But when you kill 3,000 people and 10,000 more die of cancer in the years since, or are dying of cancer, you don't think that's a little worse than using a word? I mean, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. But then again, Joe Scarborough has gone from a Republican congressman to a pet seal because the hot blonde sitting next to him, who he goes home and shares a bed with every night. That's a mental illness right there. That's a weakness, my friend. And Obama's corrupt Attorney General Eric Holder, who should be in prison, unleashes on President Trump on the anniversary of 9/11. I'll let you know about that when we get back. And students told to stop chanting USA, USA at a high school football game honoring 9/11 because it's racist to scream USA, USA. And, of course, the other big news of the day is Hurricane Florence, Trump telling everybody, get out. Nuclear power plants at risk of a direct hit by Hurricane Florence. The Navy evacuates 30 warships out of Norfolk as the hurricane bears down. It's a big one. And then I'll tell you about small business and the Optimism Index. Happy times are here again. We'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
War. Now!
You know how- USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of Defense James Mattis participated in Tuesday's 17th anniversary of the attacks on September 11th at the Pentagon.
Even before the smoke cleared and the fires had put out, Americans began to answer the call, to step forward to serve this nation, and they did so by the millions. The lines outside recruiting stations across this country reached around the block in big cities and small towns.
Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect today for South Carolina as they prepare for Hurricane Florence. Brock Lang is an administrator with FEMA.
Emergency management is like a chair with four legs. It takes the federal government, that's one leg. It takes the state and local government, that's the other leg. It takes the private sector and non-governmental organizations, that's the third leg. And then it takes you, the citizen, as the fourth leg. And when all four of those legs go into a response and recovery, the chair's stable. Emergency management does its job collectively.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who've been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Ah.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Newsmax TV is a third hour of the show. Always on Newsmax TV, reaching 50 million homes and growing on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, and many more. Bill O'Reilly has joined my show. What a great honor. The king of cable news. For 16 straight years, he was number one in cable news. And he's made his comeback on my show on Newsmax TV Network, on Wayne Allen Root Show, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. You'll switch to DirecTV or Dish Network. To make it simple, you can call this following toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your local cable system for free. No matter where you are in the United States, we'll connect you for free. It'll be Newsmax TV you're calling, and they will connect you for free to your local cable system. You just give them your zip code, and boom, they put you in. Plug in, and you're on the phone with your local cable provider. Let them know you want Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. All right, we've got a guest coming up in a few minutes when she gets on. Chris will let me know. We'll talk to the guest. But in the meantime, a couple things I wanted to mention to you. Beto O'Rourke, you know that name, right? He's running against Ted Cruz in Texas. Another liberal phony. And I should know, all the phonies and all the commies come from Columbia University, where I went to college. They're all phonies, and they're all commies. I was there. I witnessed it. And he went to Columbia University. And his name wasn't Beto O'Rourke. Beto is an Hispanic name. He says that's his nickname since he was born, so he can attract Hispanic votes. He was Bob O'Rourke at Columbia. The yearbook photo shows him as Bob O'Rourke. He's Irish-American. He's long explained that Beto, the Hispanic nickname for his given name Robert, so in other words, in Spanish, Robert is Beto, was a nickname given to him in infancy that stuck. My parents have called me Beto from day one, he told CNN. And it's just kind of a nickname for Robert in El Paso. It just stuck. But apparently it didn't stick when O'Rourke, the son of an influential El Paso judge, was part of the crew team at Columbia University. Three articles in two separate publications identify him as Rob or Robert O'Rourke. So isn't that... doesn't that just show you what frauds liberals are? You know, my name's been Wayne Allen Root since the day I was born. Your name is not Beto O'Rourke. It's Robert O'Rourke. But you're running in an Hispanic state and you want Hispanic votes. So you made up a lie. You committed fraud to make everybody think that you must be half Irish, half Hispanic. You're from El Paso, so no one ever asks a question. You're Irish. You're not Hispanic. Your name's Rob O'Rourke. And if your name was Beto, always as a nickname, why are you Rob O'Rourke and Robert O'Rourke at Columbia University in the yearbook and in the articles about the crew team? Because you're a liar and you're a fraud. That's why. All right, we've got Brigitte Gabriel here, terrorism expert and chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in America, author of the new book Rise, and it's a great day to have her on because she is an expert on Islamic terrorism and jihad and all such topics, and we can never forget about 9/11. Never, ever forget. She's a great guest to have on for that reason, to discuss where we've come in all this time to protect ourselves against Islamic terrorism. Brigitte Gabriel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. I'm delighted to be back with you.
So your new book, Rise, came out today on 9/11. Is that right?
Today. And it came out today on purpose. I'm so excited. I'm speaking to you from New York. And what an amazing time to be in New York. I drove by the World Trade Center today. And, you know, being in the city and watching the people and remembering that exactly 17 years ago, today, on a Tuesday, how the city was so much different. And you know what's sad? I was watching all the young people walking around today, looking at their cell phones. Most of them don't even remember 9/11. They were either very young or were not even born on 9/11. And it's so sad to see the leftists today who don't care about our country, who despise our country, especially the youth in these major big cities who are taught that America is a bad nation. We are imperialists. We think so highly of ourselves. America is run by white supremacists. And it's sad to see how the change in the country in the last 17 years.
It's, well, you know, that's how I started my show, by saying so many people just forget. They don't understand that we weren't attacked by just anyone or just any terrorist. It was Islamic extremists. And Donald Trump wants extreme vetting to protect us from Islamic extremists. But in the meantime, Obama let in 1 million Muslims during his 8 years. Not illegally, not through the border. I have no idea how many came through the border and how many of them happen to have been Muslim or how many happen to be just people who want welfare, people who are criminals, etc., etc. But legally, he brought in, he recruited literally 1 million Islamic refugees into the United States of America during his 8 years in office, and that could someday cause a lot of problems for this country. Do you agree?
I agree, especially when you factor in the same migration, and this is exactly what President Trump is trying to stop. Look, we need to control our visa, who's coming into our country. We need to vet them. We need to control the chain migration, and we need to control our borders. Remember, the 9/11 hijackers, between each other, they had over 60 driver's licenses. I mean, that is crazy. And they came here on regular visas. They went and took flying lessons, paying for by American dollars and American flight school, flew American airliners into American skyscrapers to kill Americans. 9/11 was so different because it made us realize that our enemy and the world has changed so much. Our enemy right now can go between countries, can come into our country as guests, they can stay as guests. There are so many people right now roaming our streets that we do not even know who they are. We do not even know where they are. And that's exactly why President Trump is trying to tighten up the immigration. I believe immigration right now, whether legal, illegal, through refugees, through the chain migration, through the visa control, is going to have to be the biggest challenge for our country and the biggest security threat moving forward, because we have got to know who's in the country and what they're doing.
All right, so your new book, Rise, is out today. I see it right here. I went to Amazon. I'm looking at it. It's number 260 out of the millions and millions of books on Amazon. It's number 260. Congratulations, and Rising with a Bullet. What is Rise all about,
Thank
Brigitte?
You. Rise is about what's happening in the country. America is being transformed before our very eyes. The flag that once flew on every street corner is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Athletes who used to break out in tears of pride during the national anthem are now kneeling in protest. Patriotism is seen as hateful. Freedom of speech is being eliminated by the tyranny of tolerance. And our police are being targeted by criminals while the mainstream media victimizes their killers. This is why I wrote my book, Rise. I discuss in Rise what's happening in the country. I discuss our immigration. I call it replacement civilization. I discuss what's happening in Europe and how it's coming to America. I discuss what's happening in the education system. I have a chapter on Operation Indoctrination. But what makes my book so unique is because I mention at the end of every chapter a section titled Rise Up and Act. Three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for the country. The information I share in the book, for example, about the leftist Islamist coalition, this is something that you and I have discussed before. We are seeing these two. Right now, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and because they hate President Trump so much, that they are willing to come together, work together. When you start seeing that Antifa members are even reaching out to ISIS, for goodness sake, that's when you know we have crossed the point in our country where we have an enemy rising within our country. From us, born in this country, educated in this country, went to public schools in America, yet they loathe America. And that's exactly why those of us who are on the right, who love our country, need to come together, need to rise together, need to network together, and need to understand what we can do, each one of us as citizens, and then united together to make a difference for our country.
Tell me about this leftist Islamist coalition between CARE and the ACLU.
Oh, my goodness. We are seeing, we have already started seeing, especially under the Obama administration, how the left started working with CARE, how basically CARE and the ACLU became partners. The leftists have been colluding with Islamists on everything, from cutting human intelligence to monitoring mosques and blocking the training of counterterrorism agents, on signs of Islamic radicalism, to smearing their enemies with accusations of Islamophobia, and the list goes on and on. There is perhaps no greater example of this relationship than that which exists between CARE and the ACLU. The ACLU basically functions as CARE's legal attack dog filing lawsuits against anyone who gets in the way of CARE's radical agenda. For example, the ACLU teamed up with CARE's Washington chapter to have State Department advertisements removed from local city buses that they felt that they stigmatized Muslims as terrorists. And basically, the ads were meant to promote rewards for those who were able to help the State Department find wanted terrorists. Something you'd think peaceful, moderate Muslims, along with every other patriotic American, would want to do. But, of course, CARE is no moderate Muslim organization, and the ACLU couldn't care less about protecting
right.
the homeland.
Well, it's not only not a moderate organization, it was called a co-conspirator, was it not?
It was called
Brigitte, are you there?
Unindicted. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Chris, do we still have Brigitte?
Hello?
Chris, do you still have Brigitte?
Hello?
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, sorry, we had a little technical difficulty. My Comrex, which is how you transmit on national radio, went off for some reason. I don't know if it happened on the Vegas side or on the Dallas side, where U.S. Radio, USA Radio is based. But you lost me for about 30 seconds there before we went to break, so at least it was good timing right before the break. And we're back. And this segment, by the way, we still got Brigitte Gabrielle with us, but this segment is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. Why? Well, with Hurricane Florence bearing down on the East Coast and everyone talking about the absolute worst-case scenario they can even imagine, this is turning out to be a monster of a hurricane, and it's going to hit dead on the Southeast Coast, and there is going to be so much damage. And this is just another advertisement for why you've got to be prepared. You've got to have a plan. You got to make sure there's food in your home, stocked away for an emergency, and you got to make sure your family is fed and water. My Patriot Supply. Oh, and there's my Siri on my phone. Just went off for no reason at all. This is one of those days. First we had a issue with the Comrex, and now Siri went off for absolutely no reason. Didn't even touch the phone. Isn't that funny? So be prepared with My Patriot Supply. Make sure there's food in your home. Make sure you can take care of your family, even if your neighbors can't. Your kids are going to be safe because you've got food for them. Each person in your household should have at least a two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot. You cannot assume that FEMA is going to save you if there's massive flooding and massive problems. And this week they're offering a special price of only $75 for a food kit that contains 92 servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. Don't you think the people of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia wish they had bought this about a week ago and it had been delivered today? The food lasts up to 25 years in storage, only $75 for 92 servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That includes a rugged tote. Order now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. All right, Brigitte Gabrielle is back, and she's got her big book out today. It's called Rise, and it's hurtling up the charts at Amazon. There's millions of books. I think it's 7 million books at Amazon. She's in the 200s as we speak right now. So great job, Brigitte.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. With your help, hopefully we'll get it on the top 100 list.
There we go. Hopefully get it on the top 10. Her new book is called Rise.
Oh, right.
And so here's my question for the author of Rise, Brigitte Gabrielle. If we want to prevent another 9/11, What do we need to do? What's the best way to make sure this doesn't happen again? We don't lose 3,000 citizens and another 10,000 since then, either dying of cancer or already dead from cancer from the aftermath of the of all the toxins that came up in the air around the rescue site. How do we prevent another 9/11?
If you see something suspicious, say something. Trust your gut instinct. Follow your gut instinct. Do not worry about what are people going to think, what are people going to say about me, am I going to be called a racist if I come forward? Come forward. Talk to the authorities. We are the eyes and ears. Remember the major attacks that have been foiled in America. Remember Times Square. I'm talking to you right now from New York. Remember how the Times Square, Fazad, who wanted to blow up Times Square, and it was because of a vendor who noticed a Jeep parked with the keys still in the Jeep running that basically stopped that bombing in Times Square. The major attacks that we have been able to foil was because of citizens came forward and said something. Right now, we are not out of the woods because right now, our biggest threat is not a big attack like 9/11, but it's going to be from lone wolves operating some nutcase who is following ISIS, who is watching ISIS videos, who decides to carry on his own jihad, like the latest attack in New York where Saipov, remember Saipov, the radical Islamist who mowed down people walking in New York on the sidewalk,
yes,
broke his car?
Yes.
So we need to keep our eyes open. If you have a neighbor who looks like he's radicalized or she's radicalized, if you work with people who are just changing their behavior, there are many behavior that you can watch out for, and you make sure you walk forward to the authorities.
All right, Bridget Gabriel, in Rise, I want to ask one more question. You've got CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and ACLU are in some kind of a partnership. It's a leftist Islamist coalition that was right when my Comrex went out, and you stopped being able to hear me on the other end. So just let's get back to that question. Tell us about this new connection between the left and the Islamists.
Well, look, the ACLU's dedication to defending CARE has had deadly consequences. Right now, the ACLU CARE, to give you an example, and their radical allies like fake feminist Linda Sarsour signed an open letter demanding an end to the NYPD undercover terrorist surveillance program, which actually kept the city safe in the aftermath of 9/11. The nature of the program was to identify Islamic extremism. Once they purged that program, Saipov, the guy that I just mentioned, mowing down people in New York, was basically from a mosque that was actually being monitored by the FBI. They stopped monitoring it, and look what we ended up with. So right now they are working together, and actually leftist organizations like Planned Parenthood are funding people like Linda Sarsour. So you've got the left with the SCLC and the ACLU and MoveOn.org and Planned Parenthood funded by Soros now funneling money into Islamic organizations.
And don't forget, Linda Sarsour, I mentioned on yesterday's show, was at a big Islamic event in Houston, Texas, the biggest Islamic get-together of the year in America.
That's
and said
right.
From the stage, we can never allow Jews to be humanized. I mean, it's the most incredible
My
thing
goodness.
I've ever heard that someone could say that in the United States of America. Get away with it, right. Rise is her new book, released today on 9/11, about the dangers America's facing today from enemies foreign and domestic. Rise. Go to Amazon.com and get it. She's always great. Thanks for coming on the show. Congrats on your new book, Bridget.
Thank you, Wayne. Have a great evening.
Wayne Allyn, War Now. Always remember 9/11. Always remember who did it to us, folks. We'll be right back.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.